Welcome to IELTS.net podcast. Mastering IELTS Speaking: How to Describe a Time When You Had to Deal with a Major Change. As an experienced IELTS speaking examiner, I've observed that the topic, Describe a Time When You Had to Deal with a Major Change, is a popular one in IELTS speaking tests. It's likely to appear in future exams as it allows examiners to assess candidates' ability to narrate personal experiences and express their thoughts on adapting to new situations. Let's dive into how you can excel in this topic across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1, Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask you general questions about change and adaptation. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you like changes in your life? Band 6 to 7. Answer: Yes, I generally like changes. They can be exciting and help me grow as a person. Of course, sometimes changes can be challenging, but I try to see them as opportunities to learn new things. Band 8 9. Answer: I would say I have a rather positive attitude towards changes in my life. While they can be daunting at times, I find that changes often serve as catalysts for personal growth and provide fresh perspectives. I believe that embracing change, rather than resisting it, allows me to adapt more readily to new situations and continuously evolve both personally and professionally. How do you usually deal with changes in your life? Band 6-7 answer. When dealing with changes, I try to stay calm and think positively. I usually make a plan to help me adapt to the new situation. I also talk to friends or family for support if I need it. Band 8-9 answer. My approach to dealing with changes is multifaceted. Firstly, I make a conscious effort to maintain a positive mindset and view changes as opportunities rather than obstacles. I then typically engage in thorough research to understand the implications of the change and develop a strategic plan to navigate it effectively. Additionally, I find it incredibly valuable to lean on my support network, friends, family, or mentors for advice and emotional support. This combination of mental preparation, practical planning, and social support helps me adapt more smoothly to new circumstances. Part 2, Long Term. In this section, you'll be given a cue card related to the topic. Here's a sample cue card. Cue card. Describe a time when you had to deal with a major change in your life. You should say what the change was, when it happened, how you dealt with it, and explain how you felt about this change. You have 1 minute to prepare and should speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Sample answer, band 6 to 7. The major change I want to talk about is when I moved to a new city for university. This happened about 3 years ago when I was 18. It was a big change because I had to leave my family and friends behind. I was excited, but also nervous about living on my own for the first time. To deal with it, I tried to stay positive and keep in touch with my family regularly. I also joined some clubs at university to make new friends. At first, it was challenging to adjust to the new environment and taking care of myself. But over time, I got used to it and even started to enjoy my independence. I felt proud of myself for being able to adapt to this change. Overall, I think this change was good for me. It helped me become more independent and confident. Although it was difficult at first, I'm glad I had this experience. Sample answer, band 8-9. The significant change I'd like to discuss is my relocation to a foreign country for work, which occurred approximately 2 years ago. This move represented a monumental shift in my life, as it involved not only a change in my physical environment, but also in my cultural and professional surroundings. To navigate this transition, I adopted a multi-pronged approach. Firstly, I immersed myself in research about the new country's culture, customs, and work ethos. This proactive preparation helped me mitigate culture shock and adapt more seamlessly to my new environment. Additionally, I made a concerted effort to network with both locals and fellow expatriates, which provided me with a support system and valuable insights into local life. Initially, the change was overwhelming. The unfamiliarity of everything from the language to daily routines was daunting. However, I consciously reframed these challenges as opportunities for growth. This mindset shift was crucial in helping me maintain a positive outlook and embrace the learning process. As time progressed, I found myself not just adapting, but thriving in my new environment. The experience has been tremendously enriching, enhancing my cultural intelligence, professional skills, and personal resilience. Reflecting on this journey, I feel a profound sense of accomplishment and gratitude for the personal growth it has facilitated. This change has fundamentally altered my perspective on life and work. It has instilled in me a greater appreciation for diversity and a heightened adaptability that I believe will continue to serve me well in future endeavors. While it was undoubtedly one of the most challenging experiences of my life, it has also been one of the most rewarding, reinforcing my belief in the value of stepping out of one's comfort zone. Follow-up questions. How did this change impact your relationships with others? What was the most challenging aspect of dealing with this change? Looking back, is there anything you would have done differently? Part 3, Two-Way Discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to the topic of change. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Why do some people find it difficult to adapt to changes? Band 6 to 7, answer. Some people find it hard to adapt to changes because they're comfortable with their current situation. Change can be scary because it's unknown. Also, some people might lack confidence in their ability to handle new situations, which makes changes seem more difficult. Band 8, 9, answer. The difficulty some individuals face in adapting to changes can be attributed to several factors. Primarily, there's often a psychological resistance to leaving one's comfort zone. This resistance is rooted in our natural inclination towards maintaining the status quo, which provides a sense of security and predictability. Moreover, the fear of the unknown plays a significant role. Changes introduce uncertainty, which can be particularly daunting for those who prefer structure and predictability in their lives. This fear is often exacerbated by a lack of confidence in one's ability to navigate new situations successfully. Additionally, past negative experiences with change can create a self-fulfilling prophecy where individuals anticipate difficulties and thus struggle to adapt. This mindset can create a cycle of resistance that becomes increasingly difficult to break. Lastly, some people may lack the necessary coping mechanisms or support systems to deal with change effectively. Without these resources, the process of adaptation can seem overwhelming, leading to a tendency to avoid or resist change rather than embrace it. Q. In what ways can major changes in life be beneficial? Band 6-7, answer. Major changes can be good for us in many ways. They can help us learn new skills and become more independent. Changes also give us new experiences and can make our lives more interesting. Sometimes big changes can lead to better opportunities in our careers or personal lives. Band 8-9, answer. Major life changes, while often challenging, can yield numerous benefits that contribute to personal growth and development. Primarily, they serve as catalysts for self-discovery, pushing individuals out of their comfort zones and revealing strengths and capabilities they may not have been aware of previously. These changes often necessitate the acquisition of new skills, thereby enhancing one's adaptability and broadening their skill set. This increased versatility can prove invaluable in both personal and professional contexts, making individuals more resilient and marketable in an ever-evolving world. Moreover, significant changes can broaden one's perspective, fostering greater empathy and understanding of diverse situations and viewpoints. This expanded worldview can lead to improved interpersonal relationships and a more nuanced approach to problem solving. Changes also often bring about new social connections and networks, which can enrich one's life experiences and potentially open doors to unforeseen opportunities. These new relationships can provide fresh insights, support, and collaborations that might not have been possible in one's previous circumstances. Lastly, successfully navigating major changes can significantly boost self-confidence and self-efficacy. Overcoming the challenges associated with change can instill a sense of accomplishment and reinforce one's belief in their ability to handle future obstacles, leading to a more positive and proactive approach to life's challenges. Key vocabulary and phrases for high scores. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated vocabulary items and phrases. Paradigm shift. Shift, noun. A fundamental change in approach or underlying assumptions. Example. Moving to a new country was a paradigm shift in my understanding of cultural diversity. To acclimate, mate, verb, to become accustomed to a new environment or situation. Example, it took me several months to acclimate to the fast-paced lifestyle of the city. Pivotal, adjective, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, changing my career path was a pivotal moment in my professional life. To embrace, verb, to accept or support willingly and enthusiastically. Example, instead of resisting the organizational changes, I decided to embrace them as opportunities for growth. Resilience, noun, the capacity to recover quickly from difficulties, toughness. Example, dealing with major changes has significantly improved my resilience. To undergo, verb, to experience or be subjected to something, typically something unpleasant or arduous. Example, I underwent a significant transformation in my outlook after living abroad. Examiner's advice. To achieve a high score in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when discussing major changes, provide specific examples. Instead of speaking generally, give detailed accounts of your experiences with change. This demonstrates your ability to communicate complex ideas clearly. Use a range of tenses. When describing past changes and their impacts, utilize past simple, past continuous, present perfect, and past perfect tenses appropriately. Employ idiomatic language. Incorporate relevant idioms and collocations naturally in your responses. For example, to turn over a new leaf or to take the bull by the horns when discussing dealing with changes. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze experiences by discussing not just what happened, but how it affected you and what you learned from it. Practice fluency. While it's important to use advanced vocabulary, ensure that you can pronounce these words correctly and use them naturally in conversation. Develop your ideas. Don't just answer the question directly. Expand on your thoughts and provide supporting details or examples. Remember, the key to success in the IELTS speaking test is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. For more insights on handling challenging situations in IELTS speaking, you might find our article on describing a time when you had to navigate a difficult situation helpful. Additionally, if you're interested in exploring how changes can impact your work life, our piece on describing a time when you had to adapt to a new working environment offers valuable perspectives.